Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. POC, and it's the Winning Wednesday here on Revive. So you already know we reviving your airways each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. here on Revive Radio, man. Thank you guys for supporting and tuning in each and every week, man. You can catch us live right now on reviveisalive.com. Once again, that is reviveisalive.com. Go ahead and click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go ahead and click that link, and you always can follow us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Revive underscore POC. Man, we are alive right now. I am so happy to be back on these airways, and one reason why I'm excited right now is because it's not cold. It's not freezing right now in the studio, yo. Sunday, we can, like, literally talk, and we can see our breath, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that we are, you know what I'm saying, in the studio right now, we are comfortable and we are not freezing, I'm good. Because the other day when we was in this show, I was like, okay, they playing with the heat, where it's at, because I can't get with this. I can't get jiggy with it. And you already know I got your girl Harmony, the goddess in the building with me each and every time we go live here on Revive. Harmony, how you feeling?
Hey, peace, love, and light to the planet. Yes, this is Harmony, the goddess, a.k.a. the walking instance, a.k.a. Little Booty's Matter, a.k.a.
You be so proud. She be like thinking of her AKAs. I know you be thinking of your AKAs, like, but I'm with it. I'm definitely with it. Talking about little booties matter. What if you don't just got no butt at all? Does that still matter? You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got no butt at all. I just got straight back. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't separate itself. None of that. Like, it just goes up and down. And I ain't even going to hold you. I be working on myself. I ain't going to hold you, but I got my grandma butt. If you ever meet my grandma, look at her butt. Now look at her butt. I'm playing. I'm just saying. Like, we just go straight up and down with it, man. We go straight up and down with it. Definitely shout out to my grandma. I love her the most, man. And it was her birthday, too. Shout out to my grandma, Grandpa. And it was your birthday the other day. Definitely hoopy. Happy birthday. Super Earth Day. Birthday shout out to you, man. Definitely, she turned 79 years old, so we already in the works for planning that 80th birthday. I already know she's gonna go out in style, so definitely happy birthday to my grandma. It was Monday, she did her thing. Monday we got blessed. I got off work early because they was calling for freezing rain, whatever that is. I'm going with that though. You said freezing who? All right, what time we out of here? You know what I'm saying? I was out of here. Zoom. They said 12:30. I was out 12:28. You already know. So definitely shout out to the freezing rain on Monday, because it was it was what we needed for that half a day dismissal.
And it didn't even do not now, not now.
But the best part is they took precaution. You know what I'm saying? They took precaution. So they was like, yo, we got to figure out if something going to happen. If something does happen, we got to care about our employees. So I'm happy that they cared about us. Because on Friday, they didn't give us that half a day. They didn't give us that 2-hour delay. They was like, nah, you got to be here at 8:30. I'm like, dang, it's like 10 pounds of snow outside. So yeah, no, I had that call out real quick. I need to go hold you. But yes, definitely. Once again, you are tuned in to Meet Your Girl POC live right now on Revive Radio, man. Make sure you guys go click that link in my bio and subscribe to that Revive newsletter. Once again, subscribe to that Revive newsletter. You can go ahead and do that on our website right now at reviveisalive.com. And definitely go ahead and check out our news stories on there as well. And drop some comments in our news story section. It's the recap section. Make sure you guys go ahead and drop some comments in there as well. Let us know what you guys are thinking. You can also take a look at our recaps of everything that we did with the past media events that we attended in 2017. So definitely take a look at that. We also have our interview with Marsha Ambrosia. She hates me because I keep messing up her last name. Harmony, help me out. What's her last name?
I mean, I'm probably saying it wrong too, but I think it's Marsha Ambrosia.
Marsha Ambrosia. I always say like Marsha Ambrosia. Like, yeah.
Because it's the O-U-S-S.
Yeah, it's like, how can, you know, it's kind of hard. But, yes, you can definitely check out our interview. I love her to death. Don't get me wrong. Floetry will forever be, you know what I'm saying, top, one of the top two tiers when it comes to duos. But when we had the opportunity of interviewing Marsha, I'm just going to call her Marsha. When we had the opportunity of interviewing Marsha, it was one of the greatest times in my media career because she was so down to earth. You know, she allowed us to look at her baby on FaceTime, her mom, her family. So she was really, really, really a down to earth person. So definitely shout out to Marsha. She's doing her thing right now, and she started her actual career in Philadelphia. So that made it even more special to me because she started in Philly. I was able to interview her while she was in Philly. She was actually putting on a free concert in Philly. So definitely go check out that interview on reviveisalive.com in the recap section, and check out our news stories and the news story section where it says news and press release. So definitely go ahead and check that out. Leave some comments for us below. And today, speaking of comments, right, we got a lot of great comments today too on our Instagram. We put out a post today on our Instagram. Shout out to Tyler Vigna for putting this post up on the Instagram asking the hashtag. You know what I mean? The question was, which hashtag would you describe yourself as of right now in this point of time in life? Like, which hashtag would best describe you right now in this point of time in life? And I chose Challenger because I've been challenging everybody. Like, so what you gonna do? You got this? Oh, nah, we going here. You know what I'm saying? You gonna meet me at here? Or you can't meet me here? All right, but I'm going to the next person. You know what I'm saying? I'm challenging everybody to make sure they're on their P's and Q's. As Tab would say, dotting their J's and crossing their F's. And make sure you guys stay tuned for Tab Money Habits as well, coming up here live on Revive tonight around 8:30. So make sure you guys stay tuned to that. Tab is coming with a banger. This will be the first Tab Money Habits of the year, so you do not want to miss this one, man. And definitely don't forget your boy Keith Taylor coming up on Sunday with the Left Side of Politics with What's Buzzing. So make sure you guys stay tuned to that. The Revive family's in the building, man. Revive family's in the building. But yes, so I pick challenge. I'm a challenger. Like right now, I can describe my life right now as just straight challenges. Me overcoming challenges as well as me putting challenges out there for others. Like, so what you gonna do? You gonna cry or you gonna get done? You gonna work or you gonna go to sleep? You gonna take a nap? Or you gonna get a long nap? Like, what you gonna do? Like, you gonna make some pennies or you gonna make some time for yourself? Like, what are you gonna go do? What about you? What was the hashtag that you used, Harmony?
So my hashtag, I would definitely have to say hashtag Harmony the Goddess. That's number one. Don't hate. And then hashtag loving myself to its fullest. And then hashtag hashtag live fearlessly and don't cry about it. Just get through it.
Okay, I'm with you. You got a lot of hashtags. It says, what is one hashtag? The rule was one hashtag. I'm glad nobody followed your instructions. So the rule was...
That all could be one hashtag of itself. Hashtag Harmony the Goddess is loving herself to its fullest while living fearlessly. Boom!
Okay. That's more like a paragraph than a hashtag. You know, a hashtag is a simple word or phrase that describes what you're doing or what you're posting or what the picture is about. No, what you did was you try to describe, you know, everything that you want out of life. So that's kind of different. We didn't ask that. We said right now at this point in time in life, you know what I'm saying? How would you describe yourself? But we got some great hashtags. So I'm going to read a couple off to you because I think this is really, really cool based on the hashtags we got. And what Tyler did was she actually screenshotted some from the Instagram story as well. She screenshotted some from the Instagram story, which actually helped too, all at the same time. I'm going to go ahead and pull that up for you guys, which I thought was really dope. And I want to know what you guys are doing too when it comes down to picking these hashtags. Which hashtag would you guys pick up? I need to know which hashtag you would pick up. One, we received learning. The other one we got was keep living through the process. And then your boy Keith said process too. So everyone's out here with the process. But that's part of what I was saying earlier. Actually Monday when I was speaking Monday, like, what is the process? Like, what process are you trusting? What way are you getting out of? So I definitely want to know what you guys are thinking too as well. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. That number for you guys once again is 215-490-9832. We got some dope guests coming up here on Revive as well. I need you guys to stay locked here on Revive because we got some really, really dope guests for you guys tonight. We got some talent, talented people, some people who have multi-talent, you know, are multi-talented, I'm sorry. So I'm really excited about that. And we're also going to be speaking with the one and only Tim the Poet. So I know he's going to come on and drop some gems. Man, we spoke with a lyricist the other day, and she was extremely incredible. So make sure you guys check out our pre-recorded episodes up on the website as well, because we put up our shows each and every week, so you guys can stay tuned. Harmony, who we have coming up on the Revive platform today?
Yeah, so we have three amazing guests, plus the dope Tab Money Habits herself, Tab Money. But we have Jeray Reader, who is an artist. And then also we have Scat Tats. They're dope as well, coming on around the 9 o'clock. If you're looking for the 9 o'clock hour, if you're looking for hats that are not messing up your hair and keep that moisture in your hair, definitely stay tuned. We also have Tim the Poet to close out the show as well. So we just got a jam-packed show today. I'm excited, definitely.
Your favorite word is as well. We got to cut that out, man. We got to give you another catchy phrase. Awesome. That's my word. You can't take my awesome. Also, okay, no, I don't like that either. You got to give you something catchy, man. But I also want to read some more, too, because the ones that we got on Instagram, the ones that I read to you guys earlier was off of Facebook. The ones that we got on Instagram was pretty dope. Someone said, keep striving, never give up on your dreams. Patience is key. That's just my best friend, Aria. So shout out to Aria for participating triple time. She actually commented three times, and then you have put in the work. I like that. That's Gabby Speaks. Shout out to Gabby Speaks with that one. And then you got Driven. I like that. And then you got Rebirth. I like that. And then you got my best friend Seven on the ones and twos with the strength. I like that, man. People out here trying to do some things with their lifestyle. People definitely out here trying to do some things with their lifestyle. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here in Revive. We're trying to highlight and hold each other accountable all at the same time. We're trying to highlight your lifestyles and then hold your lifestyle accountable all at the same time, man. So definitely, if you're someone who's interested in becoming a guest here on Revive Radio, make sure you guys hit us up at revive.poc@gmail.com. Once again, that's revive.poc@gmail.com. And once again, we do have our first guest coming up, which is Jeray. I'm extremely excited to be speaking with her. She's a very, very talented sister in the Philadelphia area. I actually had the opportunity of seeing some of her work at the marketplace that went down back Black Friday. I think that was Black Friday. Yeah, Black Friday, 2017. I'm sorry, no, that was in September. I'm tripping. I'm thinking about in D.C. I apologize, you guys. That was back in September of 2017. So I think this is going to be an incredible conversation. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, you'll be up with me, your girl POC, and our first guest, Jeray. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, where you can catch us at timeforawakening.com. /revive or reviveisalive.com. But we pushing at reviveisalive.com right now. So make sure you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Think, a fast food PSA. Fast food, it's everywhere. When you turn on the TV, you see an ad for a Big Mac. You are driving on the freeway and see a sign for the closest Burger King. Like it or not, fast food is all around us. More than two-thirds of the adults in the United States, 219 million people, are obese or overweight, and I have a lot to do with the food they eat. Soda companies market their food as diet, but how can they be diet if they're just using artificial sweeteners instead of natural sugar? Why do we buy protein bars even though they have the same or more sugar as a candy bar and just more protein? Why do we buy chicken nuggets when in reality they have tons of added salt, MSG, oil, and fillers? These are all good questions. But think before you dive into that layer hamburger, or chicken nuggets, or any other fast food, junk food. Think about what is actually in it, how the animals you are eating are being treated, and think about how putting this food in your body will affect your health. Every time you eat fast food, you're supporting all these things. Understand what fast food is and do what you think is right. Think.
There is no crazy subject.
Once again, that is reviveisalive.com. You can also go to TuneIn. You can go to the website, or you can go directly to the app and just search Time for an Awakening. You hit Meet Your Girl POC, Reviving Your Airways, each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you already know that a Mercy contact number for you guys is 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Man, I need you guys to give me a call right now, but we're going to go ahead and get started with our next guest, man, Jeray Reader. Yo, Harmony, go ahead and tell the people a little bit about Jeray.
Yes, so we have the creator herself, Jeray Reader. She's an aspiring painter based in the Philadelphia area. She is making a name for herself by creating beautiful black art and expanding her accessory line, Gypsy Lane, which features custom hand-painted accessories. Welcome to Revive.
What's up, Jeray? How you feeling tonight? What's up, Jeray? What's up, Jeray? How you feeling tonight? We can't hear you. All right. So, we're going to let Jeray go ahead and give us a call back so we can go ahead and get into that interview real quick. So, once again, Jeray is someone who has many, many different talents. She started Gypsy Lane. So, we're going to go ahead and unfold that information as well tonight here on Revive. But before we get started, yo, I know everyone has been trending and talking about this H&M story. Like, H&M story has been trending all day, every day. And this is something that has really stood out to me. Let's see if we can get Jeray back on the line before I jump into the H&M story, because I'm going to drag this one out. Yo, Jeray, you're live on Revive. How you feeling tonight?
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear now. How are you?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, Jeray. I know we went ahead and introduced you, but I definitely want you to go ahead and introduce yourself as well for the listening audience tonight.
Okay. Hi, everybody that's listening. My name is Jeray Reader. I'm a painter specializing in black art based in Philly. I also have an accessory line titled Gypsy Lane, which features mainly hand-painted wooden earrings. That's basically it.
I'm with you on that, man. And when it comes to Gypsy Lane, right, you know how everyone mm-hmm. has this conspiracy thought about gypsies and everything. What made you jump into, you know, your business starting out with the name and the brand name of Gypsy Lane? Go ahead and explain that to the people.
Well, my last name used to be Lane before I was adopted. That's my mother's last name. So that's where Lane came from. Gypsy. Okay. I just had this fascination with Esmeralda growing up from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Awesome.
So, like, I loved her. Like, I feel like she should be featured as some sort of princess. But, you know,
they always hate you, right?
It is what it is. But I just loved her, and I just put the name together, and there was a street around me named Gypsy Lane, and I was just like, you know what? That's kind of cool, like how that like happened.
The universe put that together for you.
So it all worked out.
So when it comes to like your art and your paintings, do you separate the two? Do you separate Gypsy Lane from your actual art? Or are there one
that's
complete
actually,
witness?
Sorry.
No, I was saying, or is it a complete package?
I'm just, like, right now, I'm actually in the midst of deciding if I should do that. I'm thinking about actually splitting it up, being as though I kind of, like, want them to be separate. So my accessory line and my painting. So I'm thinking about just going with my name for my art, my paintings, and for my accessories, I would just stay with Gypsy Lane and just market that as the brand for my accessories.
Do you think that will be hard to promote? Like, you know how right now, you know, people can go into your Instagram and you see one thing, which is kind of under one brand because you guys have it under underscore gypsy.lane, right? So I'm just thinking it's one lane. So when you go to separate it, do you think it will be hard for your consumers to actually understand what you guys are doing?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of people have different crafts that they do, and they have a lot of the same audience between the two, or, you know, customers between the two. And you have, I mean, it's just as far as branching out and expanding, I feel like it wouldn't be too hard. I feel like the combination of the two would be more confusing because it's like, is it art? Like, is it paintings? Or is it like, you know, is it like jewelry? Like, you know, so I feel like I want my paintings to have a brand in itself, whereas though my custom items such as like clothing or handbags or earrings or what have you would have their own identity.
That's what's up. I get you. I definitely get you. I hope you work that one out because when it comes to the Gypsy Lane, honestly, just me watching, I love the combination of two. That's one of the real main reasons why we reached out to you because we're like, yo, she's multi-talented. She's not limiting herself or she's not boxing herself at all. But when it comes to your art, right, you make some incredible art imagery. Like you are painting a picture of like, you know, different poses that you may see, you know, a black woman in, or a different pose that you may see a black man in, and you have different artifacts as well. So where do you get your muse from when you're painting? Like, where are you getting your muse from?
Basically just beautiful black women and men. That's it. That's just the basis of all of my art. I just love depicting the beauty of us as a people. So I try to incorporate that in my art. The natural hair movement that's going on, I'm incorporating that in my art, not just visually, but like, you know, physically, like where you can actually touch it. Like I actually,
it looked like it's jumping out at you. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's actual
hair that attached to the canvas that you can actually touch and feel. And
that's so dope.
It's very, very popular. People love it. They really love it.
That's actually amazing. That's like taking your art and innovating it to the next level, like for real. So would you say like you're a painter or would you say that you are a drawer? Because I see a lot of sketches on your page. But so would you say that you are someone who, you know, is a painter, or would you say you're like a sketch artist or a drawer? How would you not label yourself, because you're definitely out of the box with the art that you're, you know, you're putting out here. But how would you categorize yourself when it comes to your art?
I would say, it's crazy because so many different things fall under the title artist. I can like, I don't want to like be vain, but I could just say like creator, like just,
I'm with you.
creating with different you. Things, like being able to construct things just from thinking of things or seeing something and, or being influenced by something or hearing something, you know? Just creating something. I don't know.
So like the one that you did of Erykah Badu, right? I completely love it. And how you did her rap, you put words. Were these like words or quotes or phrases that you were thinking about? Or how did you come up with how you're going to drop the words into her rap?
Those are actually lyrics to her song Bag Lady that I wrote into her rap.
That's so dope. So, I didn't even think about that. I'm like, yo, what is she trying to say here? Because I'm blind. I wear glasses. Trust me. So I'm like, I'm all the way in the screen trying to figure out what you said. I honestly, truly, truly love this piece. I love how you captured the unk. You captured her bangles, the eye roll, all of that. That's like clapback 2017 with Erica, right? I'm really, really feeling that one. And then when it came to, like, the split imagery, like, you have the half man, half woman. That is incredible. How did you come up with the idea of that? And what was, like, your actual muse to put that together?
I really don't have a muse. I just kind of, like, sit there and kind of think of what the heck I'm going to put on paper or put on canvas. Mm-hmm. But I'm so fascinated with just the bond between man and woman, male and female, you know, the whole Adam and Eve thing. I just feel like the strength of a black woman and the strength of the black man, they complete each other. And I just wanted to incorporate that, you know, that we need each other. Like, the black man and the black woman will always need each other, no matter what, that we make each other whole. So I wanted to incorporate that. And I felt like that was a dope idea. So I drew it on paper, then I decided to put it on canvas with paint, and a lot of people love it.
I love it. Trust me when I tell you, I'm one of the people who love it. Would you say you are a creator who is self-taught? Like, did you self-teach yourself how to, you know, put art on a canvas, put your thoughts on a canvas? Like, how did you actually come about learning how to be such a dope artist as you are?
Well, I grew up around a lot of art, and my older sister, she actually painted. When I was younger, I used to watch her paint pictures of women. And from there, I just started drawing because I really couldn't, you know, I was young and they weren't going to give me oil paint, you know, so I would use watercolor and paint and stuff like that. And I grew up and I was on this thing where I just wasn't drawing or anything for the longest time. Like, I just completely stopped doing anything art, until a couple of years ago, where I decided to just try my hand again. And that's when I started getting into drawing again. And eventually I got into painting. And I never really took classes or anything. It's always been freehand. Sometimes I'll go to YouTube to figure out how to draw like a wave. Smart. Or something, or something like that, like something small. But other than that, everything is basically self-taught. But I always try to look at pieces of art and study them and study other artists' art and try to, you know, learn from that.
And one thing that I love based on what you just said is that, you know, you went to YouTube to figure out something if you ever got stuck. And I love that because a lot of artists and a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, who are fresh in the game get stuck. And when they get stuck, they feel like, oh, it's over. My career is over. I'm done. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I don't have the resources. And what you did is you utilized the resources that you have. You utilized what you have right in front of you to create and to finish a project that you started. And you did not allow that to get in your way. So that is big. So big up to you with that one. So, but when it comes to your jewelry and everything, how does your art and your jewelry tie together? I know that you said they're two different projects, but I'm sure you have to get, you know, some energy from the different paintings that you do in order to create the accessories. Or is it completely, completely separate when you're creating your accessories?
Well, the accessories mainly just consist of, as of now, they consist of the hand painted earrings that I do. Mm-hmm. A lot of the earrings are symbols of, like, you know, the continent of Africa, or the Eye of Horus, the word Sapio, or they're like a glue fabric on there. It's just kind of like little, little statement jewelry pieces. And I guess my art is statement art, but I mainly paint people or, like, you know, figures on canvas rather than on my earrings.
So how would you say that the city of Philadelphia have shown you love? Because I see that you have, you know, done a lot of vending over the summer and the fall. So how would you say the Philly, your city of Philly, is showing you love when it comes to your different art as well as your accessories?
Meeting so many people and networking with these, with different artists, with different talent, it's been incredible. Like, this whole summer, I've met so many different, like, people with different talents, and even, you know, got a chance to work with them as far as, you know, showcasing my art, you know, or vending and stuff like that. And that has been, like, a tremendous amount of love, because I felt like, you know, it's hard trying to put your art out there. It's hard trying to sell your art. It's kind of hard, but once you get into that circle, once you start networking, like, people, like, strangers, like, not saying strangers, because this is, you know, everybody is my brother. This is the city of brotherly love. We in Philly. But once they start, you know, seeing, you know, the hard work that you put out there, start seeing your art, they will support you. Like, they will support you. And I've gotten a lot of support from a lot of people throughout last year. It was incredible. I'm very appreciative. I've gotten a lot of love. Yep.
Definitely, man. I'm gonna have you come draw my walls one day. Trust me. I'm in the process of trying to get situation. And when I tell you, you're gonna come draw my walls. I know for a fact. I need like a whole little melanin sensation by Jere on my wall, for real. But Jere, before I let you go today, I do want to say thank you for coming on Revive Platform and supporting us here today. But I do want you to go ahead and give yourself a shout out. How the people can find your paintings, how they can purchase some of your accessories, and also find you on social media.
Okay, well, you can find me on Instagram. My name is @_gypsy.lane. If you have a Facebook, you can add me as a friend. My name is Jere Reader, JareReeder. My art page on Facebook is also Art Gypsy. You can also contact me through DMs if you want to purchase my art. You know, I'm always active. And that's about it.
I'm with you. Do you have any vending opportunities coming up pretty soon that we can catch you at too?
Not at the moment. I just did like a big move. It's been a lot going on past like couple weeks, but I'm definitely looking to vend. If there's any artists out there that need, you know, any more vendors for any showcases, or, you know,
hit you up, man. Make sure you guys hit her up
right
now. _gypsy.lane. Make sure you guys hit her up. And yo, Jere, before I let you go, you have to tell us one thing we can expect from you in 2018. Because 2017, you had on lock. So what are we going to be expecting from Jere 2018?
You can expect a whole lot more art. Accessories to go under my line, as far as clothing, maybe purses, shoes, all hand painted, more black art, of course, and whatever else 2018 has in store for me.
I'm with you, man, and we're gonna try to keep up with you here at Revive, because we want to know exactly what you're doing, and we're in Philly and you're in Philly, so we got to connect pretty soon, Jere. I appreciate you once again for coming on the Revive platform.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
That just wraps up another great interview with Jere Reader, man. Make sure you guys go check her out on Instagram @_gypsy.lane. Gypsy, GYPSE.lane, man. Make sure you guys go check her out. She's a really, really dope artist in the city of Philadelphia, man. She is drawing some things that can really just feel like you just can just touch. Like, you can just really touch it right up off the canvas. So I really, really love her and her work that she's doing. So make sure you guys go do that. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be with your girl Tab Money. But once again, that is _gypsy.lane. And Gypsy is spelled G-Y-P-S-Y. G-Y-P-S-Y. Make sure you guys go follow her right now. And your girl Tab Money is coming up next with Tab Money Habits. So make sure you guys stay tuned. If you try to keep some money in your pocket this 2018, you need to be tuning in with your girl Tab Money each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month here on Revive, man. Stay locked to Revive Ready. We coming back on these airways, reviving you.
What does Martin Luther King Jr., Booker T. Washington, Langston Hughes, Oprah Winfrey, W.E.B. Du Bois, what do they all have in common? They all attended an HBCU.
Only 10% of us get enough daily exercise.
And that number is dropping.
Nearly 30% of us are overweight or obese.
As a result, we now have a shorter life expectancy than our parents.
But give us the right start in sports, and we'll never stop.
Learn how at activeforlife.ca.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is my mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. This is me, your girl, POC, host of Revive. And you already know we revive your airways each and every winning Wednesday here on reviveisalive.com. Once again, we are live right now on reviveisalive.com. Or you can go directly to TuneIn. You can go to the website or download the app and just search Time for an Awakening to hit Meet Your Girl, POC, live each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you already know we got that good Sunday morning talk radio for you guys each and every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. But we about to go ahead and jump into it with your girl Tab Money here on Revive Radio right now. Yo, Tab, you live on Revive, baby. How you feeling tonight?
Peace, 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 love, and light. I'm feeling amazing right now. Today has been an awesome, awesome, awesome day. God has been clearing the way, so I'm super grateful. Like, yeah, today's awesomeness. How are you?
I'm feeling savage, Tab. I'm feeling savage, man. Hey, I'm feeling savage, Tab.
You don't tell the people that. My bad,
because that's how I'm feeling. I can't even explain it, man. I'm feeling really groovy, really gravy, man. I got some great information, some great news that I'm going to be dropping later on in the show for the people who are tuning in right now to Revive Radio. Once again, you are locked on Revive Radio with me and your girl Tab Money. You already know it's a Russell Brand takeover each and every second and fourth Wednesday here on Revive, man. Tab, I'm feeling savage, man. I just had to say it one more time.
Teamwork, baby. Make the dream work.
Already, man. What you got for the people tonight?
So tonight, I'm going to start off with the question of the day because, you know, you want to get the callers in. So tonight, my question is the easy question. What does a profit and a loss statement mean to an entrepreneur? Like, what does the P&L statement mean to an entrepreneur?
Hold on. You got to spell that out for the people, man. Day. What does
profit and loss statement mean to an entrepreneur?
Loss, like S-T?
Like L-O-S, L-O-S-S. Like, this was a law. Oh, this lost. Was not a game.
Okay, okay, okay. What does the profit and loss
statement mean to an entrepreneur?
Okay, okay. I'm just trying to write it down for the people, man. We got to put it out there. You got to stop putting your questions of the day out there, Tad, man. You got me trying to get it during the middle of the, you know what I'm saying, segment. We got to be able to prepare that before the people come on, before the people come on and listen to you.
I mean, because y'all are like pop quizzes. Like, I don't want nobody to be all Googling, get it all 2 o'clock and Googling and then all early. Nah. The listeners who tuned in right now, if you really on your stuff, if you can, you got the computer in your hand, your cell phone, I need you to Google. I need you to ask somebody. I need you to think hard and come up with the answers. Not hard, it's the easy one. I'm making it the easy question of the day. That's why we doing random pop quizzes. It's the easy one.
Once again, that question
everybody
of the day for
profit
everybody.
Is and loss is. And then, as a matter of fact, I'm going to give it away in the show regardless, because today's topic, it has to do with deposits and withdrawals and how they lead to a profit or a loss. Deposits and withdrawals and how they lead to profits or losses.
You going to start it off right, Tab? This is the first Tab Money Habits of the year. You going straight into it?
I'm stay strong. You said savage. Like, I don't like to tell the people I'm savage. I just like to show them I'm savage. Like,
okay.
And then by what I mean by getting into it specifically, I mean in all deposits and all withdrawals and all aspects of your life. I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about the people you hang with. I'm talking about your character. I'm talking about your habits, like your lifestyle habits, all kinds of going to the gym, eating right, meal prepping, saving your money, spending less. Like, these are the deposits I'm asking you in your life. Are they equating to a profit or loss? And then that kind of interconnects with how the deposits we make in financial situations and the withdrawals we make in financial situations will determine how healthy our financial wellness is, if you feel what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Because, again, you already know it's Tab Money Habits. We try to get these habits together. Everything a habit has to do with your whole aspect. We think of holistic. If you already know, I like holistic health. So, PLC, I got a question for you, right? So, just in your personal lifestyle, we're not even getting strictly into finances yet, but what deposits are you making each day for PLC?
Can you go first?
There you go. You want the teacher to get your answer. Just saying. Just like that. You just like your listeners. Right? You want me to give you like the first so you can think about it and then come up with an answer. Nah, I want to hear what you got to say off the top.
I don't really, at this point right now, Tab, I'm more on a, like, investment kind of thing. So it's not like deposits.
So those are deposits. You are making deposits. If you're trying to make an investment, that's what money is. You deposit. We even talked about it, what you trying to save for a house or, like, commercial space, rental space. It's like you got to make deposits in order for your investment to grow. So if you're trying to do an aggressive investment in your life, what deposits are you making each day? Like, are you doing your research? Are you studying news media? Are you going to the gym? Are you reading books? Are you doing journalism essays every night? Are you writing blogs? Like, what deposits, small seeds, are you doing every day to lead to your investment?
I mean, that makes sense. When you put it like that, you didn't say it like that at first. So when you say it like that, that definitely makes sense. So, like, the small deposits that I'm doing is no naps. I just had to put that out there because everybody there taking naps. But no, on a serious tip, one deposit that I'm making every day is making sure that I have a financial counselor beside me each and every day. And it just so happened to be Tab Money, so she be giving me all the answers that I'm looking for. So really one great deposit that I'm doing each and every day is before I make a financial decision, I run it past Tab Money. That's just a fact. Like, I can't even hold you. And I just started my Betterment account. I just started my Betterment account. So that's going to help me in the long term, too. So that was a huge deposit I just made in 2018.
Awesome. How many to God is what you got?
So I'm definitely going to have to say the Betterment account as well, because I just deposited then there, and also deposit in Bitcoin as well. I deposited with my massage career that I am on right now, so I'm investing into that as well, and just making a couple.
Like, what specifically? Because that's what I want to get into first. Like, before we talk about like the financial deposits, I want to talk about like in our lifestyle. So I guess since y'all are having a hard time to follow along, but I'm gonna say like the deposits I'm making into my life, that's early for my 2018, 2019, 2020 goals, is that I'm reading the chapter every day in this book, and I'm also meditating 15 minutes before I even leave the house. Like, that's something, because a good friend of mine is asking me every day, like, what am I giving myself every day? And that question is just similar to, like, what deposits are you making into yourself? So, like, this is, like, the little small things is that I know I want to get to a point where, like, I have no attachments. Like, I have no attachments at all, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, financial, whatever. I don't want to have any, be attached to anything. So the deposits I'm making to get to that goal is that I'm, before I leave the house, no matter where I'm going, if I'm going to work, if I'm going to be late, it don't matter. I'm going to get my 15 minutes in of meditation so I can just have that peace. So that I know, like, throughout the day, I'm letting my thoughts flow. Like, my thoughts are not in control of me. I'm in control of my thoughts.
Yo, I'm missing that peace tab. I ain't even going to hold you. My self-care sometimes does not align with everything that I'm trying to do in life.
That's kind of what today's topic is about. Because, like I said, it's the holistic that I want to wrap it all up in together, moving into the new year, that whatever you're doing in your everyday also spills over into your financial aspect of your life and your entrepreneurship aspect of your life. So, like, if you're not holistically well, some of the other parts of your ecosystem are going to start to overcompensate and no longer function, or going to start to have wear and tear, so because you're not balanced. So that's where I want to figure out, like, what deposits are you making in your life? Because once you figure out what deposit and with withdrawals, so let's get into withdrawals. What withdrawals are you having in your lifestyle, your everyday lifestyle, not just financially?
What you mean, like, by withdrawals, though? Like, what you mean?
All right, so I can give you, like, not my personal experience, because I'm going to think of mine too, but, like, for example, one of my friends withdrawals is a cigarette. Like, they'll have a cigarette every day knowing that they're diabetic. Like, that's a withdrawal. That's taken away from your life. That's not adding to your life.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So I would say that my withdrawal is sugar. I'm not someone who is hyped off of caffeine at all. I never had a cup of coffee in my life. I never had caffeine a day in my life. I mean, of course, like, doing soda, but I don't even drink soda no more. But what I'm saying physically is, like, drinking coffee beans. I never did that before. So when it comes to, you know, me overexerting myself every day, all day to keep me going, yo, I need this. I need something sour. Like, I need something sour. So if you ever looking for a gift to send me, your girl PLC, it's something sour. So that's the withdrawal that I have each and every day, is I'm always looking for some candy.
Harmony.
So I'm going to just be real honest on this air.
Transparent, direct, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be real honest, and I'm going to definitely have to say my biggest withdrawals is alcohol. No alcoholic or nothing over here, but just like when I just want to relax and have a glass of wine or something, like I go to that. So that's one of the withdrawals that I'm in the process of decreasing. Or
yeah. And me personally, for my lifestyle, what I'm going to say is fun. Like, I'm even tired and get personal and transparent too. My acupuncturist told me she feel like I ain't having no fun, which is true, because I try to schedule my fun. And, like, I'm grinding, I'm doing a million things at once, and only one person trying to be a million places at one time. And it's like, I know I got to grind 6 months straight because I'm getting on this flight in such and such March, and I'm going to be here for 2 months, and I'm going to have all my fun. Hey, it's like, Nah, I got, what she told me was that I got to have it in my everyday lifestyle. Like, I got, just like I set aside time to do meal prep or set aside time to meditate or set aside time to read and study, I need to also set a time to have fun or set a time to get some sleep in. So, like, I can say the withdrawals, learning, I mean, E.T. got me hip back when I was, like, 10. He told me, like, sleep is for the broke people. When he told me that, I ain't been asleep yet. Like, so, but then I'm starting to get into it, like, even on the Grind Nation calls, like, we need them 56 hours of sleep a week. So I got to get in there. So, like, that's, I'm going to say that no naps is taking a toll.
It's real. Like, it's catching up to me. Like, it's really, really catching up to me, for real.
All right, but, like, tying it all into financial, so, like, how does this apply to our financial aspect? So, like, deposits, like, what deposits are you making into your business? Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be money, or not even saying your business. It can be you yourself are your own business, you're your own entity, and that's how you should think. But what deposits financially are you adding to your financial lifestyle? And then my thing is to also see is, like, we got to do the math. So for the profit and loss statement, since time is winding down, but the profit and loss statement for a gain, for a profit, is going to be the selling price minus the cost price. So the cost price is what it took for us to make the product or the service. So how much labor did it take? How many hours? What supplies did it have to go into it? What materials, et cetera. That's the cost. That's the cost price. How much time, how much energy, how much effort. Even if it wasn't nothing tangible and if it was intangible, those benefits are included in the cost price. And then you get to the selling price. It's the markup price. It's the market price. How much are you selling your product, yourself, your service for? And then you take that, the selling price minus the cost price, and it always should be a positive number. If you get a negative number, if your selling price minus your cost price is in a negative number, that is a loss. So that's how I need you to think of it in your lifestyle. All the deposits, which is the, we're going to compare it to the selling price, are they on the positive or are they on the negative? Like, are the deposits outweighing the withdrawals? And that's what you want to see. Oh, well, I'm eating cigarettes. I'm drinking. I'm eating candy. I'm not having no fun. I'm not getting no sleep. But I'm meditating every day, and I'm doing meal prep. Does my deposits outweigh my withdrawals? No. So that's a loss for me. That's a loss for me in my lifestyle. My business. I'm on the Grind Nation calls. I'm putting 10% of my money into my business so that I can buy my materials. I'm studying from people like Dr. Boyce Watkins and Dame Dash. Every chance I get, I'm reading books on how to become an entrepreneur.
Michael Eric Dyson, so I can be a philanthropist.
You said what?
And so you can't forget about your boy, well, my guy, Michael Eric Dyson. I'm trying to be a philanthropist one time. I'm trying to add that to my resume one time.
Yes. And Derek Grace, everyone. Like, I'm towards my entrepreneurship, whether it's financial wellness, and are my deposits financially outweighing my withdrawals? And that's how you determine if it's a profit or a loss. And even, like, breaking it down, if you're selling a product or a service, does whatever this product, cell phone, it costs the cell phone $5 to make, and we're going to sell it for $10. Is that a profit or a loss?
So I got a question for you, though, Tev, real quick. I got a question for you. So when it comes to the statement that you always hear, it takes money to make money. And based off everything that you're saying right now, how would you break that down to a point where an entrepreneur can understand it takes money to make money, but you also have withdrawals and deposits?
So my favorite word in the whole financial literacy dictionary, if that even exists, but in that community, is bootstrapping. And that's literally what it is using your own money to fund your business. And that's what they mean by it takes money to make money, because you need materials. How are you going to buy the materials? So you have, that's the that's it to me. If I'm looking at it, even though it's a withdrawal, as in not even a withdrawal, even though you have to factor in your cost price, it caused me to get these materials so that I can make this. It, even if it wasn't just like a tangible, time is intangible, but it also goes into the factor of labor when you think about your cost price. So once I include that as well, to me, that's a deposit because I'm looking down the road. I'm taking an investment. I'm going to put $5 in right now. It cost me, like I said, it cost me $5 to make the cell phone. I'm going to sell it for $10. My profit is $5. So now I can go get another cell phone and sell it again, and then I'll have another profit. And if I'm saving my money the way I'm supposed to be doing it, or if I'm working out deals to get more products, then I can also raise my price. So if I know it costs $5 to make it, I just sold one phone for $10. The next phone I'm going to sell it for $15. So now I'm going to get a $10 profit. Now I can get two more phones because that's how much it cost me to make it. Now I can sell more phones. Now my inventory is growing. So you got to think about it. Like, are you going to make a deposit for an investment down the line, or are you making a withdrawal to take away from your investment down the line? And don't always think like, yo, YOLO, I'm only going to live once. I'm going to just blow all my money on my withdrawals. No, if you planting a seed, you got to water it every day. That's the deposit. Watering your plant every day is a deposit. Like letting it soak in the sun, not getting no nutrients, those are withdrawals. That's when the plant starts to die. So that's how I kind of see it, where it says it takes money to make money. You got to fund it. Somebody has to fund it. Somebody got to pay for the material and the supplies, the labor. If you don't, a corporation or investors will, and then they take the creative control, and you don't really want that.
Guys, you hear me? That's how them people get them 360 deals. You already know, man. And that's why I want to go ahead and throw them three. I want to go ahead and throw that question of the day back out to the people so the people can know. I already slid in some people DMs, man. I know y'all got my DMs, man. Give us a call right now, 215-490-9832. If you got the answer to the question of the day here on Tap Money Habits, what does a profit and loss statement mean to an entrepreneur? Once again, what does a profit and loss statement mean to an entrepreneur? Live on Tab Money Habits, man. Once again, that emergency contact number while we reviving your airways is 215-490-9832. Once again, 215-490-9832. Or you can slide to her DMs at Tab Money, and the zero in money is a zero. It's actually a zero because you already know she about them O's. So make sure you guys go follow her right now and slide to her DMs to get her an answer to that question right now so we can read it aloud right now on Revive Radio while we are live right now. Yo, Tab. So when it comes to the people who say, you know what, I cannot take losses. I cannot take the withdrawal. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take out a loan to go ahead and front my business, to start my business. What kind of advice would you give to those people who are not ready for the withdrawals? They're just going to go straight out to the deposits and go get the money from somewhere else.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that this is the deposit to go get the money somewhere else. I don't think, like, getting a loan to start your business can be a deposit depending on your situation and your environment. So if you want to get a loan, I would just want to make sure that you're in a position financially to get a loan for your business. But that's, to me, that's also just like you're not the owner at the end of the day. People could come and snatch. When you got a loan, when you don't pay back the loan, they snatch it from you and take everything from you. So my best thing is, like, if you don't got it, don't overexert yourself. Like, everything happens in the right time and in the right space. Use what you have. Like, do what you can control. Like, and that's what I preach to PLC all the time, because she's another one who tried to overexert herself and her resources. When you can just, like, use what you have, like, God wants to see what you can do with what you have now. Like, why is he going to give you all this big stuff when you can't even make this small little thing happen on a smaller scale? And, like, that's where we are in our life, and I feel like I am in my life. It's like, everything that I'm trying to do on a big scale, I'm doing now on a small scale. So when I get to this big scale, like, I already know what to do. The blueprint is laid. I got the playbook. All I got to do is just run the play and, like, expand, think wider. So that's my whole thing. It's just, like, don't overexert yourself. Use what you can now. and only focus on what you can control. If it's out of your control, don't even stress yourself. Why worry when you can pray?
Indeed, and that's a fact right there. Why worry when you can pray? I'm with you on that one, man. So, Tep, like, what advice would you give? Like, should a person have more withdrawals than they have deposits, or should a person have more deposits than withdrawals, or it's always depending on the circumstance?
Would you answer that for me? Like, which makes more sense?
Well, honestly, it depends on the circumstance, because sometimes a withdrawal to me is not always a negative thing. You know, sometimes a withdrawal means, hold up, I just need to sit back and reevaluate. I need to revamp whatever I'm trying to do and the reason why it didn't work out for me the first time or the way that, you know, it was supposed to work out for me. So I don't necessarily think of withdrawals as something that's always a negative situation.
To me, if a withdrawal is, like I said, if it's not like I don't even like saying, like, step back to go forward. Like, if I got to go, I'm always going forward. I'm not making, like, a withdrawal, like I said, is something that's taken away from your life, taken away from you, taken away from your business. I'm not going to say withdrawals is a good thing. All I'm going to say is that you need to make more deposits than you are making withdrawals. I know that much. If you try and get gains, if you about them gains and you about profits, you need more deposits than you need withdrawals. If you want to have withdrawals, if you about withdrawals, you about losses, and I can't bang with you for real.
Savage. What you mean? You
straight like that.
What you mean? Yeah, put a little more explanation on that. What you mean?
So, because you have to think about it, like deposits, like if somebody's always making a deposit, they're investing in something. They're adding to something. They're contributing. That's positive. Somebody who's always taking away, just like you're doing adding and subtracting. When you're subtracting something from something, that's always a negative. Like you're in the negative. That's not good at all. So that's why I can't bang around you. Like whether it's financially, whether it's personality, character-wise, if you're a negative person, I'm not trying to be around you. If you have negative, if you have poor financial habits, I'm not trying to be around you, because that's what we talked about like a few weeks ago, when you're the average, your income or your personality is the average of the five people you hang around. I don't want to have, like, I'm trying to get to, like I said, I got a certain destination. So if you try and go forward, you need to always have deposits. This is math. It's the language of the universe. Everybody went to sixth grade when they learned to add and subtract. If you want to be on the positive side of the scale, or you can be on the negative side of the scale, it's up to you.
I'm with you on that, and definitely everybody trying to be on the positive. And you know one thing, like, do you think, like, a lot of entrepreneurs know the difference between the red and the black?
I mean, that's what we're talking about right now.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, when it comes to the lingos, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, how you broke it down the first time when you were talking about the question of the day, you used the acronym. You didn't necessarily use the word, you know what I'm saying, the actual phrase. You used the acronym. So, like, when you think of things like that, do you think people know what the PLS statement is, or do you think people know what the red and the black is? Like, how can someone, or how important do you think it is? I actually asked this question to my guest on Sunday. How important do you think it is for people to understand the actual lingo when it comes into business? Like, do you think they need to be sitting down trying to find a dictionary for a startup business's one-on-one lingo vocabulary, or do you think it's just going to come over time while they're inside the business learning as it grow?
It's up to the person and how they learn for real, because it's like me, I go to a country that I don't even know how to speak the language, but I lead a country knowing how to speak the language. And that's what type of learner I am. Like, I want, since I get in a different culture, I want to taste the food. I want to speak the language. I want to hang with the people. So, like, when you get into that business culture, like, if business is the culture that you want to be in, you need to immerse yourself into it. You need to know the language, know the food, know the people, know the places, the locations, like, know the dress code, know the ins, know the out, because you want to be a part of that culture. So you're not going to go to Ireland talking about, let me get a taco.
Some people will.
They're going to say, like, what? Like, and you're not about to go to Mexico talking about, let me get some, what's random?
Spaghetti?
Cause Yeah, like spaghetti. Let me get some spaghetti or let me get some sushi. It don't work like that.
I'm with you on that. So, but I just think that a lot of people who are starting businesses nowadays, because we're talking right now to a millennial audience, you know, we're talking to some people who are startup entrepreneurs, talking to some people who are just have an idea but don't know where to start. You know what I mean? So I was asking that question, do you think that people should start with the lingos for a reason? Because a lot of people jump into business and then someone says, what's your ROI? And they're looking at you like, huh? What'd you say? So last month, were you in the red or were you in the black? Like what you mean? You know what I'm saying? So I think it's important, in my opinion, I think it's important to know, you know, the lingo, the jargon, because you can't talk about you want a seat at the table when you get to the seat at the table, you don't know nothing about what they talk about at the table, you know?
Yeah, but it's just all in life experience too. I do agree, you gotta do your research. And I was gonna say a good tool, even when I posted on my story today, was like, I watch Bloomberg News for all news, like. I'm only trusting Bloomberg News, but their station is more focused on world news, business news, and financial, and it's global. Like, we're not just talking about what's going on in this specific box. We're talking about every aspect. And so you can start doing things like that, listening to certain podcasts, checking out what's going on. If you got Apple, if you got Android, there's podcast apps. You can just type in finance or business or entrepreneurship for millennials, and you'll find tons of resources. You go to YouTube, get the same thing. You can tune in to Tab Money Habits, because I keep the language kind of just like on a millennial's perspective, but how we talk on a regular. Like, you can talk business culture as well. Like, I can sit in the room and talk business with them as well, but until you're in the room, like I said, I like practical application. Until you get that hands-on in the classroom, on the field, job training, or in, entrepreneurship training, that's when you're going to really know when and how to use the language and how to use the tools of finance. You have to, like I said, you have to be immersed into it. And when I asked one of my artists, because I try to teach my artists about financial literacy so they can know for themselves, it's just like, how many networking events are you going to per month? Like, those are the deposits I'm talking about. As an artist or as an entrepreneur, how many networking events are you going to per month? Boom. How many out of those three, how many of those are only about business or financial that has nothing to do with, like, art or music? We just straight business people in the room. I don't care if you don't know nobody. I don't care if you don't know nobody in the room. Go on Eventbrite. Go on all these sites. Go on social media. Find something. Get dressed up if it's a dress casual event and go. Network. Like, put your big toe in it. Like, you're not going to know until you get in it, until you immerse yourself. Like, this is like learning to play basketball. You can read a book on basketball, watch TV about basketball, but until you get on the court, you're not going to know how to hoop for real. You're just that book smart guy. You don't really know how to apply it to real life. And that's where I want people to get to, is like practical application. Don't just come to me all theory because you know how to talk or you read a book. Do you know how to apply the information? You're saying?
That's a fact, and some people don't know how to apply the information, and that's why we got you here on Revive Radio each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month to bless these airways, to give the people the knowledge that they need. You know what I'm saying? Because people are paying for this knowledge right now. You know what I mean? The information that you're kicking out, some people are paying for it. So I appreciate you, Tab, coming on each and every Wednesday, Winning Wednesday, to show love, to help people apply the pressure that they're already getting. You know what I mean? Some people don't even understand that so much pressure is being applied to them that they're not even applying no pressure back. You know, some people need to understand that they have so many opportunities, but they're so scared to jump out there. Like you said, just put your big toe out there because they're scared that there's not going to be enough resources or no one's going to catch them when they fall. And I did some research, and one time I read something that said 80% to 90% of entrepreneurs quit within their first year. Because they're scared or because something didn't work out.
They don't know. It's the fear of the unknown. Like, you don't know when the next is coming. Like, you don't know. Like, that's the whole thing about entrepreneurship. It's when you first get into it, and people always got, like, their own perception, like, oh, yeah, you're not going to you're not going to see a profit to your first 5 years or your 7 years. And I know millennials who said they've been doing it for 7 years and they ain't make their break to like the seventh or the eighth year. You get, like I said, even for a plant, you put the seed in it tomorrow, you're not going to see the fruit. Mm-hmm. Like, it takes time to bear the fruit of your labor. You literally have to grow it, nurture it like a plant, the same for a baby. You put the seed in, the baby not popping out tomorrow, take 9 months to mature it. So you got to really put in the time and treat your business as a baby. And if you got more than one, you know what it feels like to raise a family of five or a family of four or a family of three. You have more than one child. So it's just all into, like, deposits are you making for real? Like, if you want to be about the withdrawals, like I said, I can't bang with you because you quit after a year and you about them losses. Well, I'm about the wins over here. We about these games over here. So we're going to keep making these deposits till we win.
Sometimes I need to hold you to that. Sometimes I like the vivid withdrawals. Sometimes I like the withdrawals that I can physically see. Like, yo, all right, boom, I need to step back. Or, boom, I need to revamp. Or I need to, you know, look into this a little bit further.
Can you be specific on what? Because I don't, like... You know, you sound like, so for example, smoking a cigarette, like, you know, like the smoking a cigarette is killing you, but you need to step back, so you're going to hit a cigarette real quick.
Well, no, I'm not talking, I wasn't talking about personal withdrawals. I was talking about business-wise. So, like, you know, different for me, I'm trying to promote an entire radio business and also a media company all at the same time. So, for me, I'm trying to do something like different social media campaigns, different flyers, you know, different videos, different voiceovers. And I'm like, okay, that didn't work. The people wasn't feeling that. But this won't work when they seen this, or this won't work when they seen that. So, like, different withdrawals from taking back based on the reactions that you get, I don't necessarily feel like are bad withdrawals. I feel like those are great negative withdrawals because it can help you going forward.
I mean, so there are lessons and losses. I'm not going to say that there's no, there's also, even when we talking about all three of us, we're talking about the Will Smith joint. It's like, even me and Brother Randy, we were talking to, like, we were getting to the conversation over quality, over quantity. And how, when it's really about quantity, because when you put in those reps, that's when the lessons learned come into play. And now you know, like, successful people want to fail, so they're able to learn from their lessons. And then they'll be able to take that and to grow. So to me, yeah, you made a deposit, though. You didn't make a withdrawal. It was a small gain. It was a big gain, because the big gain would have been the win. But the small gain was the lesson. So, but you still made a deposit, like, yo, I know I need voiceovers for my marketing strategies. That's a deposit towards my businesses. That's not necessarily a withdrawal.
That makes
you
sense.
You feel me?
That makes sense. That's
not specifically, like, what examples are you referring to? Because that's adding to your business. That's not taking away from your business. The fact that the people weren't receptive, yeah, that was a loss. But the small gain was like, all right, they don't like voiceovers over Facebook, but they like voiceovers over Instagram. So I'm gonna still do it, but I'm gonna just do short 60-second joints versus a 2-minute joint. Or if I'm gonna do voiceovers instead of paying for one, going, or even use my artist example. One of my artists, he's still building, like, he's not radio studio ready. He's just like on a basic studio. So I'm like, son, why are you investing all of this money to go to a studio where you're not going to do nothing with the music? Like, you're just going to post it on SoundCloud for free, and you're not even still performing or putting the best quality of your music out right now. So why are you going to spend all this money? You're going to pay $60 an hour to go to the studio when there's a $30 or $40 an hour studio.
I got a question, though, and that makes sense. And that goes to all the whack rappers out there right now who not radio ready or studio ready. Please listen to that advice. Tab Money just gave out, man. Take your time. Just take. It's no rush, okay, people?
Yeah, use your resources, no, like, rush. Bill, like you saying, like, get those lessons learned. Put your reps in. Save your money for when it's time to pay for the real quality mixing and mastering, and the time you put into the hours, just, like, getting your reps in. Like, don't waste all your money getting your reps done.
Yo,
like, be resourceful.
I got a question, though. I got a question. I need you to let me know this, right? Because today, right? So you know that this H&M story has been trending crazy. This H&M story has been trending about the young African-American king who was wearing the hoodie. And on the hoodie around his chest, it said, coolest monkey in the jungle, right? So I just want to ask you, before we even get into the story, was that a withdrawal or a deposit for H&M?
It was a deposit for H&M and his family.
Okay.
Because regardless if we start wearing H&M, the you have to think global. H&M started as a European brand. He is from Europe.
Yes,
like, his family's from Europe. Like, we up here causing a scene over here in America, and we don't even count for the population of the world. Like, we're just a fraction of the population of the world. We're thinking globally. And that's where, like, I even talk to you all the time. It's like, think, you know, you're thinking in this box, think globally. And it's like, we didn't even get to thinking universal. We just thinking on this globe specifically. But it's like, even his, I was reading some of the comments from his mom. Like, she
but
was
hold
like,
on, Tab, hold on, Tab, hold on, Tab. I want to get into this, Tab. Hold on. 1 second. I want to just stay on topic with Tab Money Habits. I don't even want to get into the story. I don't want to get into the story at all. I just want to stay
but
on
yeah,
topic
I think,
with Tab
I think
Money.
It was
I'm
a
not
deposit
done.
For him. It was a deposit for him and H&M, but it was a withdrawal for the culture, if I'm going to break it down.
All right. So I'm not even done. I want to give you some more to it before you break it down, Tab. You get so excited sometimes. I love your passion, man. But yes, yeah, so... And I do want to piggyback on you. His family is from Kenya, but they are living in Sweden right now, where H&M is based. So H&M is based out of Sweden right now, okay? So, and that's where the young man is actually living at this point, him and his family, right? So his mom, like you said before, you was about to jump out there, his mom actually put out a comment, like you said. His mom put out a comment saying that, I am the mum. Cause, and I love how she even put this. She put M-U-M. Like, she's like, I'm the mum. Right? She said, I am the mum.
Yeah, right.
This is one of the 100 outfits my son has modeled. Stop crying wolf all the time for unnecessary issues. Get over it. So is that still, based on that quote, straight out of the mom, the mum, from the young man who was wearing this hoodie in the H&M advertisement, was based on that quote, do you still feel like it's a deposit for H&M and his family?
Yes
or no? Is it still
off,
a deposit?
My answer the first time was based off of her response to everybody's reaction. It's a deposit for her and H&M,
so
the
it was
family.
A
deposit? She let it be known. Her response, let it be known that it was a deposit for their family and for H&M as well.
So,
because if you read the joint specifically, she said she was there at all the photo shoots. Mm-hmm. She knew what this boy was wearing. She was there. She approved everything that went on. So it's not like H&M took advantage of anything. She could have said, "Nah, he ain't wearing that." But she was like, "Nah, we're gonna do it," because it's all a perception. Like, even like, how I am with the N-word, nigga, like, yeah, nigga got a whole connotation from people calling us that. But why we ain't never called their ass niggas back? Because they was ignorant as fuck. Like, if we all, my bad with the cursing, but like, if we really knew what ignorant nigga means, it's like, ignorant. We give people power to what they put on us. And like I said, because we're so ignorant, we react. Like, the way that we react and respond to some of these issues let people know that we're ignorant. Like, yeah, we can go say, oh, yeah. Like, and then somebody even said, I don't even know the other rapper, but the other guy, he started talking about, like, how we gorillas in the zoo. But we all, when that joint come on in the club, we all jump it up and down and shake, going, wow. But we still support his music. What's the difference?
I think
and then what do you know the intention with it? And what was the intention of them putting that shoe together? Like, yeah, they could have switched the shirts. They could have did so much. It could have been, it could have been handled better. And it could have, the creative direction of it could have been done better. But my whole thing is, like I said, it was a deposit for their family and for H&M. Because
so
at the end
question.
Of the day, it's a global brand. And if you're thinking globally, People outside of here don't think about race. They talk about nationality. They don't care where you're from, for real. It's just like, it's that fake news that be giving us that true perception of things, and that's what we got to stay away from. And then my old thing, what this thing brings up, is just like, you just got shot black.
That's another thing I was going to get into. Let me get my question out real quick, though. I got two more questions for you. I'm like, yo, she not going to stop. Like, I'm trying to interrupt, but she ain't going
to
stop. So
I'm
let me keep her going.
Stop. Y'all don't even know. I'm supposed to be at dinner right now. Like, all that. Like, they waiting on.
All right, hold on before I let you go, Tab, right? So what about this, though? Do you think it was a deposit or withdrawal for H&M apologizing for the statement? You know what I'm saying? Do you think it was a deposit for H&M apologizing? Because if you and other people, their mom, his mom and everyone else did not believe that they were wrong. Because I do, y'all, like, believe it was wrong. I'm not 100% on H&M's side. But do you think that it was a deposit or withdrawal for them to apologize as an entire corporation, an international corporation?
I think, yeah, anytime a corporation steps out and apologizes, it's for the press. So, like, it's a deposit. They making a deposit for their brand image. Like, they want to protect their brand image. So, of course, they're going to let it know, like, it wasn't intentional. And I don't know if it was intentional or not. My thing is that we just got to focus on, as a community and as a culture, what and how we're going to respond and react towards certain situations.
Okay, so
Everybody went all ham, creative, off the joint. But, like, ain't nobody going to not shop at none of the businesses that support H&M, Forever 21. All in the same. Like, they just got a different name. Walmart, we gonna call them all out, but we not gonna stop shopping there. I bet ain't nobody throw they H&M that they got in their closet away.
All right, Tab, before I let you go, we got a call on the line. So I want to get to this caller to see if this caller got an answer to the question of the day, if they had a comment based on what we were just talking about. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Peace and vibes. This is Leonzo from Global Village.
Hey, how are you?
Awesome. We were just about to get into that.
Alright, so I'll let you guys get to it. I just wanted to call and say thank you for the opportunity, and I'm excited for what y'all doing and what y'all talking about. I was actually just talking about the H&M situation and how much publicity and press they're getting.
That's the deposit. Like, we're giving them so much.
And there's no way that they can make us believe a company over 100,000 employees, who you have to go through first the design team, then the media team, right? And then from there, the merchandise team, mm-hmm. and then management, yes. and then web developers, and nobody was like, we probably shouldn't put this out. You know what I mean? So. Mm-hmm. But I definitely agree with you as far as, like, you know, it's the ultimate test. Like, are we going to stop shopping there? Like, we all know when you go to H&M who are the people that are working at these stores, yeah. you know? So right. it's just like, we'll see what happens, you know? But, yeah, it's just like real, another awakening moment, you know?
Definitely. I would definitely just think that, like, when it comes to, because H&M is not the first one to put out a racist ad. Let's just think about, you know, the Dove ad that just came out with the whole soaps thing and with the black girl on her skin, right? So, honestly, I do think because of the state that we are in and how we finished up in 2017 and how 2018 started, I feel like it's now a time where people just feel like they're comfortable to promote different things to actually get, you know, a bigger outcome out of something that they would not necessarily have gotten the outcome out of it if they went about it the politically correct way. So I think people okay. are doing things strategically to get the outpour and the outcry that they are getting now, because you do have social media. And once someone, you know, puts social media up and it goes viral, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? So it's still cutting checks for the people that we are trying to bash all at the same time. So yes,
I was going to say views equals dollars.
Views definitely equals dollars. But before I let you go, I want you to go ahead and introduce a little bit of the village to the people, because we are going to be live. Russell Brand is going to be live there tomorrow doing some vending. So go ahead and introduce
shop
what you're going to be doing
you,
tomorrow.
Like, before I cut you off, like, if you want to shop black, we're talking about this H&M. I'm just going to wrap it up, tie together. I need you.
Okay.
Russell Brand will be at Philly. TLC is always at Philly, but Tab Money will be at Philly tomorrow. Live at episode 25 with Village Jam. Like, I'm so ready to jam out, vibe out. Like, I seen it. I was like, oh, yeah, this is definitely my vibe. And I've been, like, telling POC, like, We gotta been in Philly. Like, we've been taking over the DMV, but we gotta get to Philly. Let's spread. And then we, So I'm definitely super, super excited to connect with Global Village. Please introduce it and get the people hip. Tell them where to show up, how to show up, what it calls, who's going to be there.
Yes, yes. So I am Leonzo. I'm the CEO of Global Village. And what Global Village essentially is, it's a community, a sanctuary, a mecca for creatives to connect and grow. It's a really a space for artists to share a beautiful energy. And it's really, so we are an entertainment and wellness company, right? And through that, through Global Village, through the community, we heal as a collective, right? Mm-hmm. By expressing and supporting and welcoming individuality and expression, but really like uplifting. And really our goal is to make wellness cool, like wellness cultural for our community, right? Make it like really, really enhance the energy. And it's really just important for the progress as individuals and as a whole. But within that, we're really known for this event called the Village Jam. And the Jam is an interactive, free form, creative. It's really it's a network event as well, but it's really if you could think like Kumbaya, campfire vibes, where it's amazing because all the music is created spontaneously, is rooted from raw emotion. We do no covers, nothing is written. It's a 2-hour show where literally we create on the spot. There's painters who are creating on the spot, musicians, and it's literally, we call it the only concert where the audience is the headliner, right? So it's really everybody just creating at the same time. Yeah, from like 5, 10, 15, 20. Our last, the 2017 finale, it was 250 people, you know, at the same time. So it's just love. And I forgot your question. You said where people could find information.
Yes. How can people find more information about you guys? And also how they can come and be a part of this dope event tomorrow and everything going forward.
Okay. So everyone listening, you can find us on globalvillage.com, and that's Global Village without the vowels because there's no I in village. So we spell it GLBLVLLG. Again, it's GLBLVLLG, Global Village without the vowels. And you can find us under literally that, GLBLVLLG, on every social platform. And tomorrow, the first episode of the second season of the first jam of 2018, which is love, we have a special guest coming from Atlanta. His name is Londrell.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. You know, it's amazing. Someone told me about him last year, and we like manifested. It was like we were talking, like, it would be amazing to have him come to a jam, and like the universe just worked in our favor and just gave us a blessing. And he's coming out tomorrow. And for anyone who would like to come and be a part of this, because everyone is welcome, it's really like one of the most diverse events and high energy, high frequency events. You could literally just go on our website or globalvillage.com and you could find all the information and get everything you need exactly right there. And another thing is, starting in February, we're actually going to start having jams in the DMV, which is dope. I didn't even know you guys were from the DMV until you just said it on the radio.
I'm with you already. And Leonzo, just know tomorrow, while we're at Global Village, we're also going to be raffling off one ticket. We can't support everybody, but one ticket to go see Oshun this Saturday in Philadelphia. They're going to be pulling up this Saturday, so we'll be giving away a ticket at our table as well. So let everybody know, if they're down with, you know, the Negro spirituals, as Tab Money would say, we'll be giving away one ticket to the Oshun concert this Saturday in Philadelphia as well. You ever heard of them?
Yeah, of course. Actually, the person, Mafia Blue, who is the opening act for that show, she's going to be a spotlight artist at the jam tomorrow.
Oh, so we're going to get into the vibes for real. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm signing up.
All right, so let everybody.
Love, yeah.
So definitely let everybody know that Russell Brand will be giving away one ticket, one free ticket for a raffle, though. We're going to be raffling it off tomorrow at the Global Village at our table, at our vending table for the Oshun concert coming up this Saturday. So let everybody know for us. I appreciate you coming on the Revive platform. I cannot wait to meet you in person. Just know we're coming with hella energy tomorrow, and I appreciate you. And I can't wait to be a part of the first one of season two, the first jam of season two. I know this is going to be amazing.
And right. I'm right. That is going, like, the energy going to be reciprocated. I just want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate POC. I appreciate Harmony. I'm, like, super, super excited and ready to network and spread wings and Philly, get to know the artists in Philly. So, like you said, when you do come to DMV, we can bridge that gap easily.
That's love. I love y'all already. Thank you.
I love you, too.
I appreciate both of you guys. I'm going to see both of you guys tomorrow, man. I appreciate it, Tap.
All right, peace,
and
love, and light.
Peace and love, peace, man. Peace. That just wraps up a great Tab Money Habit segment, man. That wraps up a great Tab Money segment, habit, man. We just had the CEO of Global Village on the line, man. He's blessing us. He blessed the airways today with some dope, dope, dope energy, some positive energy, man. If you are in Philly tomorrow, make sure you guys stop by the Global Village tomorrow. Go to globalvillage.com to go see everything that they have coming out in 2018. Tomorrow is going to be the wave that everybody's want to go. Everybody in Philly's going to catch. You hear me? Everybody in Philly's going to catch, man. Make sure you got your incense burning, your crystals popping, and your Yanni. I ain't even going to go all the way there. But you know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we're coming up with the one and only Tim the Poet, man. I love this man's work. I love his words, the way he just finesses. It's just like, it just come off the tip of his tongue. So I'm really ready for this one, man. The one and only Tim the Poet coming right after this quick commercial break. It's me, your girl, POC. You are now listening to me live on reviveisalive.com.
Congratulations, you've just been accepted into the college of your dreams. But there's one issue that many Americans face when going into college: money. One way people choose to fix this issue is by taking out a student loan. While in the short run it may seem helpful, if one goes a long time without paying their dues, it can result in one of the biggest problems Americans face today: student loan debt. According to reports made by the Federal Reserve in 2017, 44.2 million U.S. citizens have some sort of student loan debt. This adds up to a total of $1.44 trillion in student loan debt, with average people paying $351 per month. Please, be smart, and remember to pay off your student debt loans, or you'll be paying for it another way.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey! It's your girl POC.
You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, man. And we already live on a winning Wednesday here on reviveisalive.com. Once again, we are live each and every Wednesday on reviveisalive.com, man. Make sure you guys tune in. You can catch us each and every Sunday on reviveisalive.com as well from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Reviving your airways with that good Sunday morning talk radio for you guys, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned each and every week. Make sure you guys stay tuned each and every week. And you already know you can catch us each and every Monday on DG Radio, so make sure you guys stay tuned. You can follow us at Revive_POC on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go ahead and drop some comments and some likes on our social media pages. And you already know why we reviving your airways. Your emergency contact number is 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. And don't be scared to push that donate button at the bottom of that website, reviveisalive.com. Go ahead and push that donate button right now, man. Donate whatever you can to keep us alive. Keep us alive. Keep us alive. But we're going to go ahead and jump into it with our next guest. I'm extremely excited to be speaking with this guest. I'm excited to speak to all my guests. I ain't even going to hold you guys, man, because every time we revive your airways, we bring them some dope guests who got talent, man. Who got talent, man? We ain't bringing on no whack rappers, you guys. We bringing on the artists who got talent. And your boy, Tim the Poet, is about to bless these airways with me, your girl, POC. Harmony, who we got? Tell the people a little bit about Tim.
Yes, we got the dope poet, and he knows it, Tim the Poet, a 24-year-old poet from Atlanta who is just like venting publicly and helping others accomplish their goals and accomplish their personal goals. Welcome to Revive.
What's up, Tim? How you feeling tonight?
What up?
How are you?
Man, really working. Was working on the website, but you know, we got to do this real quick, make this happen real quick, not serious.
So you always working, pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm actually about to release my website. It's gonna release tomorrow, but it'll be done tonight. I'm releasing. I got so many followers out of nowhere out of Instagram that I decided to release some music as well on Friday. I told them when I hit 500 subscribers on YouTube, I was gonna drop a video on YouTube. So I'm about to drop a video on YouTube once I hit those 500 subscribers, which I'm not too far from. I got a book coming out. I got a fragrance coming out. I got a lot going on, man. So
I'm with you. And I just dropped my website, too. That's why I'm pushing it crazy, man. It took me, you make it seem like it's taking you, you know what I'm saying, just enough time to get it done. It took me too much time to get it done. How is your website going for you? Is it something that's stressing you out?
Because
I took my edges out.
Pretty cool. I mean, for the most part, like, it's been done. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had it done. We got it done pretty fast. I'm just going to leave it at that. But, you know, when you really want to execute something, you take your time with it. You don't really just throw it out there, you know, just to say it's out there. So it's kind of like to execute. I'm a perfectionist, but you can't really perfect it. That doesn't mean I can't strive for it. So it's kind of like I want to take my time with everything. But it's so different. It's so dope. It's so me. It'll have my upcoming shows. It'll have, like, about me and things like that. It'll have my merchandise. It'll have where you can follow me at. It'll have, like, music, everything. And as time progresses, I add to it, you know. It's like my resume for everybody who's coming along.
So what can people find? Like you said, so it's pretty much going to be your website, right? So what can people, I mean, your resume, I apologize.
Right.
So what can people find on there? Are we going to be able to find a little bit more about you, like a about me page? Are we going to be able to find, you know?
Yeah, that's on there. It's going to be like pretty much a feeling. Why I do what I do, what got me started, and what I plan to do. There's going to be a catalog, of course, with the merchandise. And then people always ask me, when is your next event? When is your next event? How can we find you? When is your next event? So my upcoming events will be posted on the site as well. Every time I release music, it'll be on the site as well. You know what I'm saying? People who subscribe to the site already should get notifications and update every time I make some type of maneuver or adjustment to the site. So
I'm with you. So how did you come? How did you come up with the name Tim the Poet? How did you come up with that name?
Honestly, Mama, to be honest with you, I didn't come up with that. You know, like I didn't really care for a name. The name never meant anything because when I got into what I was saying, you weren't going to remember my name. I mean, you were because of what I said, but what I was saying was so much more important than my name at that time. Somebody just hit me up. It was a fan. She was like, yo, Tim the Poet, what's up? And I was like, Tim the Poet? Who the hell is Tim the Poet? You know, but it was so fluent. It was so easy. It was so simple. You know, people ask me that stuff all the time. You know, why do you just call yourself Tim the Poet? Why don't you put gauges in your ear? Why don't you dye your hair? You know, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not me. And I'm not about to put on. I'm not about to front. I'm not about to, you know, do all that. This is something I was doing personally for me that was a coping thing and has become an entertainment or a refreshment for others. You know what I'm saying? So now it's no longer just mine. It's you guys as well. So it's like, damn. Oh, dang. I'm sorry. It's like, dang. I kind of, you know, let them into my journal, but that was optional. So
I love how you said journal. So does that mean that you started with a journal? Most of your, you know, most of your music started with just a pen and paper, would you say?
Yeah, as a kid, growing up, man, when you're growing up with, like, I was raised by a bunch of women. Like, the main male I have in my family is my granddad, but it's kind of like, you know, that's your granddad. So it's kind of like, you know, you're a kid, you got a auntie, you got four aunties, you got a grandma, you got a sister, you got all your cousins are females, and you just this dude, your dad's nowhere to be found. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, who do you talk to? So my conscience could answer more questions than an individual could, which caused me to be an introvert. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, why talk to people when I can answer my own questions?
Ooh.
I came up to that conclusion when, I don't know, it was just different, man. So I wrote a lot, and my auntie pretty much wrote me. And like I said, I was raised by women. And I had one auntie who was strung out on drugs, and she was always in jail, and this jail, that jail, this drug, this jail. But she was the black sheep of the family, and I'm the black sheep of the family too, low-key. So we were kind of like, I understood her, you know, and she got me, even though she was on drugs and even though she was locked up, I still got her, you know. And every time she wrote me from jail, she wrote me through poetry so I could understand the pain and the suffer. So for people to really understand me, since I can't talk to people, I just write. And then I get on stage and I express what I wrote about, which is my journal, and it lets you guys in. But somehow you don't know me before I get on that stage. And then when I get off, we're just like the best of friends, you know, because we have so many, I don't know, things in common, I guess, you know.
But honestly,
it just lets people know you're human.
Yo, Tim, it's honestly the bars. Like, it's the bars. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's the energy that you're giving when you're, you know, you're doing your thing, when you're spitting your lyrics. It's really the bars, because one thing that, how I actually found you is from a video. You showed up on my feed when you did the Michael Jackson freestyle, the Smooth Criminal. When you did that, I'm like, yo, who is this guy right here? And then that's when I just started going all the way through your page and everything like that. So it's really the bars in what you're saying. You're not just talking about anything, you know, you're not talking about, you know, the things that people who do have the gauges and the colored hair are talking about, you know what I'm saying? So I think that that's how people feel like they can translate or be a little bit more transparent with you once you get off stage because of what you're actually saying. It's like, yo, you just said something that I was thinking, or you just said something about an experience
I mean, see, and you know, it's the thing that people don't understand, Mom, is like, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and he was just asking me, like, what is your writing process like? When you're in the studio, how long does it take you to make a song? And I told him, I'm not a studio guy. You know what I'm saying? The only is just because I already have the song written, and I'm here to record. I'm not going in here to record, put headphones in, write the beat. I'm not one of those artists. Like I said, it's something I do on my time. It's something I do when I'm alone. You know what I'm saying? I might be at a Subway on 285 somewhere just chilling, and I catch that vibe. It comes to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't force it. I'm not about to force it just because the beat is dope. But I'm not writing to the beat. Like, so I write, I go to the studio, then I leave. The bars, as far as the bars, like the creativity part of it, it's a scientific thing. When you say your ABCs, when they talk to your ABCs, they talk to you to them in a rhythm because it was easier to obtain in a rhythm. So when I flow, it has to have a rhythm behind it, but it has to have knowledge for you to obtain effortlessly, if that makes sense. It's that much easier when it's in a rhythm. When you say your ABCs, it's A, B, C, D, you know what I'm saying? It's never A, B, you know what I'm saying? You say it in a rhythm because that's how you would talk. You remember what you want to remember. It's just that easy. You remember your birthday. You remember your ABCs. You remember, you know, it's optional. So it's up to the individual what they want to do, bro, you know.
I'm with you on that, man. I love how you even broke it down to, you know, the little things so people who are not even on your level yet can truly understand. Like, just simply your ABC.
Yo, like, they don't get it. It's so simple, though. The word art is an artist. It's just that simple. Like, when you get out, you don't just write it and you know, but it pisses me off, bro, because I genuinely have a passion for the writing, the actual puzzle, the actual finding the acronyms or the I don't know, just everything is so fun because you keep playing with it until it fits. If you need more syllables, if you need a 5 syllables, you need to, you know, you enhance your vocab, your terminology. It's fun. But then you get out here and you get these A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. Now, where's the rhyme scheme? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Where's the chorus? Where's the song? Like, this is, it's supposed to be better than this. And they're taking it, man, and they're flipping it. And then you're doing these drugs and you influence these kids to do to be a worse you. And now you got these kids, you know, it's just crazy, man. And you after you see so much, after you follow so many times, after you go right when everybody else goes right, you want to go left. You want to start to lead. You want to start to break something. You know what I'm saying? Once you realize, oh, I was a leader this whole time following. You know what I'm saying? You find your capabilities and you discover some hidden talent that was deep in you. You didn't even know you had it. You know, it just happened.
You want to know something, though, Tim, that I'm learning? Because, you know, by doing radio, I'm coming across a lot of different artists. You know, I get DMs all the time, people trying to send me their mixtape, their song, trying to get on the show, right? And one thing that I'm learning about these artists as I'm doing my research and listening to different music that people are sending me is that people are uncomfortable with being uncomfortable. So a lot of these artists are going with the comfortable sound, which is the trap music,
right,
or the auto tune or that Fetty Wap kind of, yes, you know what I mean, that kind of sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're so used to it, you want to fit in so bad that you're going to do what everyone else is doing. You're not even going to try to be uncomfortable trying something new, trying a new sound, trying to create your own lane in hip hop, trying to create your own lane as a, you know, up and coming rapper. That
but that'll never happen, though, for that artist particularly, because you can't be the best if you sound like the guy who just went off the radio.
That's what I'm saying.
So there's no separation there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like these artists are uncomfortable with being uncomfortable. They want to be comfortable so bad in the music industry that they would rather sound like everyone else than go find their own sound or go find their own niche. And that's why I'm digging you, Tim. Like, honestly, truly, because what you're talking about, how you flow, even like right now when you're just talking, this is something that, you know what I mean, that you're not. How should I say? You're not rehearsing for, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? You're not rehearsing for this. These are words that are just flowing off the top of your head. You are a freestyler without even freestyling. You know what I'm saying? Because you're doing your research, and it sounds like you read, which is a great thing. It sounds like you read. Some of these rappers, some of these artists don't read, so their vocabulary is completely whack. That's why they keep going with the A, B, A, B, A, B flow. You know what I'm saying? They don't have anything else to put in there because their vocabulary is stuck at A, B, A, B. But I do want to get to my next question, though, right? So by you being in Atlanta, how hard would you say the competition is? Or how – well, I don't even want you to see any competition because you're definitely outside.
Honestly, I'm going to stop you where you're at because people, they ask me this. This dude just asked me this. Like, the questions you ask me – like, everybody keep asking me these questions. Like, I promise you, I'm not – I don't believe in competition.
That's why I was just –
I'm not one of those. Like, only because – you do you, you know what I'm saying? You'll have your following. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on my own complete ways. I'm not trying to be better than you. I'm not trying to get out here and say, oh, you know, I'm Tim the Poet. My stuff is this, blah, blah. I don't have to say that. I don't know. For what? Your talent should speak for you. Right. So when I play this music, when I perform this poem, when I do what I do, I don't have to speak. You're going to decide whether or not I'm a competition for you. But you're not competition for me because I'm doing my own thing. We two different people. You can never compete with me. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, I can never compete with you, excuse me. But you can compete with me as much as you want to. That's just my outlook. But I don't, it's artists up here all day, man. You know, like, everybody's at Apache. Everybody's at Cat's Cafe. Everybody's, like, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's, everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody wants to, that's cool. That's brilliant. You know what I'm saying? But what are you putting behind it to make me want to buy your product? You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to invest in you if you won't even invest in yourself. So that quick little come-up scheme, the quick little, you know, let me make some SoundCloud hits. I done made 30 songs and got 2 followers. It's a reason why. You know what I'm saying? It's no reason to keep making songs when people ain't heard the first song. You know what I'm saying? There's no need to keep dropping mixtapes when nobody's dropping mixtapes. And that's what goes on a lot around here in Atlanta. You know, everybody sounds like everybody went off the radio. Nobody's really giving that hip-hop, that flavor. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know what? Rap is poetry with a sped up tempo. The reason I don't rap is because the beat can at times become a distraction. Now you're distracted with the beat that you're not hearing what I'm saying. But if I go a cappella with the poetry and I control the beat and put my own rhythm in it, you obtain a knowledge and you get some flow behind it. But it's kind of like, why not do both? But even for the people who read, I don't go out to shows. I don't listen to that stuff, but I read. So I want to make something for them, a book of poems. It'll be out not this month. It'll be out soon.
I'm with you on that one, man. You over here dropping some gems, Tim. I hope the rappers in Atlanta listen to you right now. For real, for real. But when it comes to just the Atlanta scene in general, how would you have say they embraced you? Would you say that people...
Oh, man, you know what's crazy? It's love up here, yo. Like, when I did this, I wasn't getting booked at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was writing my butt off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going hard. Like it was, but I was not getting booked. So I knew I had the talent. I knew I had the capabilities. The faith was there. I knew it was there, but I was not getting the exposure. But I'm in the new, quote-unquote, Black Hollywood. Everybody wants to be in Atlanta right now. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is popping. I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, dang, I'm all around it, but I can't get on. So I just start showing up. Every college, every time I see an open mic, I'm there. And the thing that became popular was, it was like a slogan, he don't even go here. You know, like, it became popular at different colleges. Like, he don't even go here. Like, he just popping up. Like, it's a show. Who is Tim the Poet? Everybody, who is this Tim the Poet dude? Boom, he don't even go here. He don't even go here. He just blah, blah, blah. It became a big thing. So I just started showing up to everybody's college. I just started showing out, and word got around. You know what I'm saying? I started doing bigger events. I started doing music. I started making clothes. You know what I'm saying? And it all just started with an iPhone. But people don't get that. Like, the Atlanta scene, it's so fast. You know what I'm saying? It can be fast depending on where you're at in Atlanta. There's different parts. You could be in the slow part of it. You could be in the fast part of it, depending on who you are. You got to be popping. If you ain't popping, if you ain't hitting on nothing, then you probably like, man, it's whack. Uh-huh. No, your life is whack. What you got going on is whack, because it's nothing but networking going on out here. But if you don't have the right things, like, I just had an iPhone, sit it down, get in front of it, record. What I was saying, like I said, it all boils back to what I was saying. The message I was getting across was so much doper than the quality that was being. People were staying around till I could get more money, to buy better things, to get better, to learn more, to get out. Like, you know, they hung around, man. I really dig Atlanta. Like, every time I go somewhere to perform, is Atlanta in the building? And if not, they right here with me on my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on that wave because they show love. Like, if you ain't been here, you got to come out here, man. Because it's lit. Definitely. Like, it's super lit.
Oh, no, I'm coming to Atlanta. Definitely. I'm definitely coming to Atlanta. I was in Atlanta in the earlier part of December. So now that I know you there, I'm definitely going to make sure the next time I'm in Atlanta, I'm going to try to look up with you. Definitely. So, Tim, what can we be expecting? I already know you're about to drop your website tomorrow, but what else can we be expecting from you in 2018?
To give you a quick little rundown, quick sneak peek, let's see. We got the website, we got the material, the clothes and stuff, the phone cases, the pillows, the tote bags, the rags, scarves, everything. The album's coming out, single gets released this weekend, the YouTube, I'm going to start a little series, it's going to be 10 to 4 Tuesdays. That's when I get enough subscribers, I feel like, that way I can drop a full poem, professionally recorded type thing every single Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So that'll be that for the people. That's specifically for people who I want to go see Tim, but I'm not in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I want to go do this, but I'm not there. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be accessible in all ways, if that makes sense. A fragrance. The fragrance is going to be like, have you ever kissed somebody, I guess, on the neck? You know what I'm saying? Been with your individual and kissed them and you bit them and they had that perfume or cologne on. And it did not, it made you, you know what I'm saying? It was just that horrible reaction. But what if that person tasted exactly like they smelled? You know what I'm saying? But what I'm going is, like, no sex shop. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're probably thinking, but that fragrance, it's like, that, think about your favorite smell. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that person, so I want to come out with that fragrance, a book, like I told you, the book of poems, and then an autobiography. That's for all the people who read. I'm buying some land. I'm making some investment. Stop. Cryptocurrency, like a whole bunch of stuff. Just a lot. I can't say too much. I'm saying way too much already, but yeah.
Man, I'm with that one, Tim. I'm definitely with you on that one, man. I got to see what that fragrance about, man. It was a little suspect. That's, I ain't going to hold you. Fragrance. I got to see what that's about. Because you said, you know what I'm saying, what if somebody tastes the way they smell? So I'm like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? What you out here trying to pick?
Right. Just a quick little pop.
I'm with you on that one. Yo, but Tim, I got to ask you this question too, right? So as an artist, how do you feel? Because nowadays, all artists are trying to be self-developed. You know, they're trying to publish their own music, they're trying to produce their own music, they're trying to create, put out, whatever it may be, their own music, create their own videos, everything like that. How do you feel that movement is going to take off going forward in 2018? Or do you think the record labels are going to come back from the graveyard one day?
I already have my people. I already thought about that stuff. I did a lot of thinking. I pick 5 or 6 people, individuals, who I feel like believe in me as much as I believe in them. Or they believe in me as much as I believe in me, if not more. So everything I do, I probably keep in-house. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to lie to nobody. I'm not, because at the end, like, it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that, man. I could care less about that. That don't mean nothing to somebody. Because ain't nobody helped me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks to feel alone in a world full of billions and millions of people. It just sucks, bro. So it's like, I don't care about who's going to sign me. They don't have to sign me. You called me because you found me, not because I got signed, because you heard something. Something touched you. I did that. They didn't do that. I don't care what they're going to do. I got my people. I know what I'm going to do. It's just, I don't know. People get so caught up in what's the label. And, man, what about what he did or what he's doing? You know what I'm saying?
But what about in general, though? What do you think about in general? Like, do you think it's smart? Just in general. It doesn't even have to, you know.
If you don't have it, you know what I'm saying? I don't have it right now. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, people think I'm some, this, like, no, I don't. I just have more fans than the average man. I have to get up and go to work in the morning. I'm keeping it 100 with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But I'm grinding because it takes money to make money. So my thing is, I could sign. You know what I'm saying? I got people. I have a lot of people calling me. My DMs right now, bunkers, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot, like, really big people, but I don't care because I'm going to be so much bigger than what they could think they can make me out to be. And it's kind of like that lane is for somebody who I'm in a really bad situation, but I have the talent and I don't have others around me who know I have the talent and will do this stuff for free until I can get it back to them. They believe in me that much, so I have to sign this label who can front me an amount of copies that I have to sell, and if I don't sell this amount of copies, I fall in debt. You set yourself up for failure, you know? It's almost like probation. Okay, yeah, we're going to let you slide or something, but we have to watch you and you have to report to us and you have to, or it's almost like, it's so systematic, man. You're just better off being in control. If you know you have it, there's no doubt. It's going to come to you. You know what I'm saying? You make the money, don't let the money make you. Money, it does nothing but keep up with people. And people don't realize that. It just keep, it's a tab. Oh, you owe me $30. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just made $50. It's just a tab. But people get so caught up in what it is, they forget what they're supposed to be doing.
The purpose.
They want to keep making. You know what I'm saying? So
people forget the
I wouldn't do it, though. If it was me, I wouldn't do it. No, I'm not going to do it. I don't plan on doing it. But don't get me wrong, bro. If somebody called me tomorrow and say some madness, like, yo, Tim, bro, can we get you for 200 billion, million or something like that? Yo, run it. I'm about to go buy my mom 30 houses. I'm about to buy my mom 10 hearts. You know, she'll never die. Like, all kind of craziness.
Like, I'm with you on that. I love you said 10 hearts, man. I hope your mom listening right now. You got a great son. You got a great son because that's what's up, man. I appreciate you. Yo, Tim, we got to get you back on the show to drop some more gems, man. Just more surrounding, not saying less about you, but just more about, you know, your art entrepreneurship that you're talking about, because you're dropping a lot of gems for, you know, a lot of up-and-coming artists, and you're an up-and-coming artist yourself. And it's like you feel, it sounds like you've been here before, honestly, the way is coming off and the passion that you have, it honestly truly sounds like you've been here before. So the universe is definitely conspiring in your favor right now, Tim, and I know you're going to do some dope things in 2018. I can't wait to that that website drop tomorrow. We're going to find it where? In your bio? It's going to be in your bio on Instagram?
It's my name. It's just www.timthepoet.com. You can get on it right now if you want to. It's up to you guys. When you go to just timthepoet.com, it'll ask you to it'll say, hey, coming soon, Tim the Poet, coming soon. Enter your password. We'll update you as soon as this shop opens, which will be tomorrow. And then you should get an email that says, hey, Tim the Poet just opened up his store. And then it's available for purchase. It's available to see, you know, what's going on, and et cetera.
Go go do that, man. If you're listening right now, make sure you guys go to timthepoet.com and get ready, man. Just it's like the Jordans dropping tomorrow, man. Everybody need to be on the, you know what I'm saying, on the computer right now, waiting for that website to drop right now. But Tim, you already know I cannot let you go without you blessing my airways, man. Can you give us a little snippet about what you do and how you do it real quick? Can you lay some bars out for the people who are listening right now?
Yeah, we can make some change. Let's see.
Listening to your boy Tim the Poet out of Atlanta, Georgia right now. Alive right now. He's alive right now on Revive. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
A poem? You want a poem?
It's up to you.
This is a poem? Okay, let's get it. I'm gonna take it on another wave. I'm not finna do it with no knowledge. I'm gonna do something totally different.
With it, I'm with it.
Late nights are becoming more of a hobby. My body shivers from the shots I put inside me. While thinking about being a disgrace to the human race, I quench my face to slowly embrace another taste. I'm not an alcoholic, y'all. Just had another long day. Them suicidal thoughts got me going down a one way, the wrong way. With my dream sitting in the passenger, but I'm not suicidal, just stuck in a generation where she's all about him. If he drives the Challenger, not into the dude that can mentally challenge her, but it makes sense because I'm in an atmosphere alongside amateurs. Damn, you got the pills, the weed, or the blunt. That seems to be their daily scavenger hunt. They don't know it, but they're killing themselves for periodical time of fun. And y'all know they loving it. Not the ones killing themselves, but the ones who provide more than half this. I'm in reference to the government. You see your favorite artist doing it and make it your business to discover it. But you don't support your own homeboy, your homegirl. Treat them folks' shows like they're irrelevant. Look at me talking like I ain't got no skeletons. Like I don't treat them women different who choose to be celibate. I'm going to stop right there. I ain't going to keep going into it. I'm just going to keep it right there. I ain't going to get too deep in it.
I feel you, Tim, man. I feel you.
I ain't going to get too deep into it, man. I'm just going to cut him right there.
Make sure you guys go to that website tomorrow, man. He's dropping some new music on that website. Make sure you guys go to Once again, it's timthepoet.com. Once again, timthepoet.com. Make sure you guys go check that website out. Tomorrow is releasing. Yo, Tim, I appreciate you coming on Revive, supporting us here on Revive, dropping that incredible, incredible poem right there, and definitely some gems. You definitely left us with some gems tonight on these airways, but I definitely want you to go ahead and give yourself a shout out before we let you go too.
Oh man, well, shout out to me, shout out to y'all. I just want anybody out there, bro, if I got anything to say, if I can't say nothing, bro, I feel like anything is possible. Any artists, for artists, really, bro, you don't need whoever you think you need or whatever you think you need, you don't, man. As long as you got breath in your body, you got opportunity, and if you got opportunity, you can capitalize. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You can make it shake, man. Just take the blue and yellow to make the green. If you're born with a wooden spoon, if you're born with a silver spoon, it don't matter. Like I tell everybody else, they both scoop. Stop making excuses. That's it.
Stop making excuses, man. Use the resources you have and utilize it. Like Tim said, he started with an iPhone. Now look at him now, yeah, man. Use the resources that you have, Tim. I appreciate you. I'm definitely going to stay and connect. I'm going to continue to connect with you, man, going forward. And whenever I'm in Atlanta, I'm definitely going to link up. And if you ever come this way up north to Philly, let me know, because I'm definitely trying to link up.
Oh, man, most definitely. I appreciate you having me on the show.
No doubt. And I love your humble personality, Tim, man. I really hope, you know what I'm saying,
you thank
keep
you.
That going all the way through, because that's going to give you the longevity that we're looking for. I'm looking for it, definitely. I need that longevity out of you, Tim. I need that conscious music.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I got you. I don't know. It shouldn't stop. I don't see it stopping unless, you know, if it ever stops, it, I don't know. Whatever it is, I don't know.
Unless
I might start
you, Tim
Hart, dancing,
right?
Or something.
Yeah,
they didn't have to stop though.
I'm with you, man. Tim, have a great week, and I appreciate you once again.
You as well.
That just wraps up another dope interview with Tim the Poet, man. I was excited to speak with Tim. Yo, I found Tim just off a simple freestyle. He killed this Michael Jackson freestyle, man. If you guys have not checked out Tim, make sure you guys go check him out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Tim the Poet, and his website is also releasing tomorrow, so make sure you guys stay tuned. It's me, your girl, POC. Thank you for listening to us and supporting us here on Revive. Once again, we are live each and every winning Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you already know we're going live this Sunday with that good Sunday Morning Talk Radio this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And tomorrow, Yo Harmony, where we going to be tomorrow, man? Village Jam. We going to the Village Jam, Global Village. Yo Harmony, where we going to be tomorrow? Tab Money pulling up in Philly. So if you're in Philly right now, you looking for that Russell Brand Revive gear, catch us live at the Global Village tomorrow, man. This is going to be the first one of the second season. They have a really dope artist coming through as well.
Yes, definitely. So it's going to be at the Sarah Fee, 715 South 50th Street. And it's tomorrow, January 11th. So make sure you meet. Don't meet me there. Just beat me there. What is it?
AKA, right? You was so corny. But anyway, yes, make sure you guys pull up on us at the Village Jam tomorrow, man. I'm excited for that one. Tab Money going to be in the building once again. Come and collect all that Revive gear, man. Support, support, support your black-owned businesses. And shop black, shop black, shop black, shop black. Man, you already know what time it is. This is me, your girl, POC. I'll be back reviving your airways this Sunday. But I got to do a mix real quick for my best friend, Seven, man. I got to do a mix with my best friend, Seven. She tried to play that good old Anita Baker for the people. She want me to play that good old Anita Baker for the people. I'm like, yo, Anita Baker. Shout out to Anita Baker too, man. If you know me, you know I love some Anita Baker. You know I love some Anita Baker. And you already know she, last week, she said some incredible things. She said some incredible things, people, man. She said she is going on a reunion tour. She gonna do it one more time for the people, man. She gonna do it one more time for the people, man. I'm really excited about this. And then you already know, but me though, this is the mood I'm feeling tonight, man. We going out with a bang right now here on Revive, man. This is my mood. This is my mood. This is my mood. You already know what time it is. I'm going to see you guys next Sunday.